Get out or hunker down? I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The choice for a lot of Floridians today as Hurricane Ian churns toward the state.
Think wall of water coming in and affecting those areas. And, you know, people don't have to go far. They don't have to drive to Georgia. They just need to get out of an evacuation zone.
That's Pinellas County spokesman David Connor. As parts of Florida's Gulf Coast prepare for a possible life-threatening storm surge, Monroe County in the Keys telling residents and visitors to be in their safe structure by 2 hours from now and to stay off the roads. But the Florida Governor Ron DeSantis urging anyone ordered to evacuate to heed the warnings.
We can't unring the bell if you stay and you end up getting washed away with a historic storm surge or get caught in really, really significant flooding.
Ian is a Category 3 hurricane after pounding Cuba. Congress has just 4 days left to avoid a government shutdown, with the Senate taking up a short-term fix.
The stopgap spending bill would extend government funding into the middle of December and boost military aid for Ukraine. It also includes a provision to speed up federal permitting of energy projects like pipelines sought by West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin. That has raised climate concerns from several other Democrats, and top Republicans want the issue settled apart from a spending deal.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. If it passes the Senate, it still needs the House to sign off. President Biden's student loan relief plan is being challenged in federal court in Indiana. The lawsuit argues it's overreach by the executive branch to cancel debt because Congress didn't authorize it. The suit's filed by a libertarian group in California on behalf of an employee who lives in Indiana and is on track to have debt erased through a separate federal program. The Biden plan would cancel more of his debt, but Indiana is one of the states planning to tax canceled student debt. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A state trooper in critical condition in Michigan after being shot in the line of duty overnight.
An undercover Michigan state trooper came under fire overnight around 1:30 a.m. on Detroit's west side, shot multiple times as he and other members of the narcotics unit were conducting surveillance. The 10-year veteran trooper, critically injured and hospitalized, were told his condition has been stabilized. And that two suspects in the shooting identified through surveillance video are now in police custody. As state police continue to investigate, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A new federally funded study finds a possible link between aluminum in some childhood vaccines and persistent asthma. However, experts say the study has several shortcomings, and it does not claim aluminum causes the breathing condition. Even the top author of the study says there's no reason to change current vaccine recommendations, and more study is planned. Autumn climbing season leads to a fall in Kathmandu, with a helicopter search underway.
The famed American ski mountaineer Hillary Nelson, 49 years old, from Telluride, Colorado, defining extreme skiing from the summit of the world's eighth highest peak, Mount Manaslu. Skiing down from the 26,775-foot elevation with her partner Jim Morrison until she fell off the mountain near the peak. That's according to the Kathmandu-based Shangri-La Nepal Trek. And the same day, at a lower elevation, terrifying video shows an avalanche sweeping the photographer along with several climbers, killing a Nepali guide and injuring other climbers. Hundreds of climbers and their local guides are attempting to scale the peak during Nepal's autumn climbing season. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Stocks turning mixed, pairing earlier gains. The Dow's now down 48 points. The Nasdaq, though, is still higher. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.